In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born.
Amen.
The Christmas story is in Matthew and in Luke, not in the other two Gospels. We know this story. Even people that are not believers know this story. And some of it, I think, is almost mythological to many of us, even believers. But when I read this story, I see something that's just unspeakably holy in the midst of what is mundane. It's always the lesson that I get in Nativity. And for some of the other feasts, like the presentation of the Theotokos is another time, when the world was going about doing its thing, doing its stuff, Herod was busy being a usurper king, full of murderous rage and jealousy. The Roman government had the Jewish people under their thumb. People were living with their petty squabbles and with their business transactions and everything else, just as it describes in the time of Noah. People were doing what they were doing, and then the flood came. And so the Nativity story has a lot of details about daily life that are going on. And in the midst of this daily life, the only begotten Son of God becomes a man, so that, as St. Paul says, we could have sent forth into our hearts the Spirit of this God-man, Jesus Christ, so that we could cry, Abba, Father, so that we could have intimacy with God that before could not be obtained because we just didn't have the ability, because sin made it impossible for us to know God. So in the midst of all this stuff that was going on, all this scheming, such as Herod's scheming, the traveling of the wise men, the astrologers from Persia, the shepherds in the field, the couple Joseph and the Theotokos, Mary great with child, traveling, not easy to do, to go to Bethlehem to be registered, not having any room in an inn, so having to have a baby literally in a cave where animals would be. All these things are happening, and the world is basically completely unaware. There's only a few that know about it. Mary and Joseph know. The shepherds find out. Simple men out in the cold weather taking care of their flocks. They were told by the angels. The wise men, they were traveling at this time because they'd seen his star in the east that Balaam had talked about. So they were traveling, watching what they thought was a star, but we know it wasn't a star, it was an angel. Because it traveled in a way that stars don't travel, and it would go down upon a house. Stars don't do that. Stars don't disappear and then reappear willy-nilly. This was an angel guiding them. Those are the only people that really knew about this. I'm sure that Zacharias and Elizabeth knew something of it, but very few other people. This birth was almost invisible to the world. Just a poor carpenter's son born in a cave. Not really a big deal to the world at all. But this was God becoming man. This was a cataclysmic event for humankind. And it was almost unnoticed. Now, what's the lesson here? I think the scripture has a lot of times when it has this basic lesson that you must be missing something. I talk about this kind of lesson all the time with the people from the Gergesenes. When the demons are cast out of the pigs and the pigs go into the sea and are choked, and the people come out, and instead of seeing that God was among them, they were afraid and said, leave us. And he did. They missed seeing holiness. They missed the opportunity to be in the presence of the light. Well, the light shone when Christ was born, but only a very few saw it. So do we have this light within us? Or do we sort of go day to day and do our daily life, collect some things, pay some bills, have some friends, have some enemies, like some people, don't like some people, hate fighting the traffic, all the things that go on in daily life? Or are we finding holiness in our daily life, in the midst of everything that's happening? Doesn't matter if you fight traffic. You can still live according to holiness. Doesn't matter if you have a hard job, or if you're sick, or if there's some trouble in your life. God is with us. That's what the scripture tells us. Our Lord was called Emmanuel. God is with us. Do you feel him with you? On this day of Nativity, I feel him. I want you to feel the holiness of our Lord becoming man. Deep in your soul. Not as just something we observe once a year, but as something that is inside you and that grows in you. Unknown to the world, hidden from the world. Holiness that other people don't see, but God sees. And God makes this seed of holiness grow within you and me. It's possible to become holy because the God-man made it so. He changed human nature to be capable of reaching to God. And it happens in the midst of all of the worldliness that we're in the middle of. And it really doesn't matter if you live in a monastery or if you live in a city. All the hubbub of life should be directing you. Even in the midst of this hubbub of life, you should be seeing holiness and living according to holiness. That's really how you understand the meaning of Christmas. We all have seen these ads or heard them or heard people say what the meaning of Christmas is. The newest thing that the secular world says, the latest heresy that the secular world says, is that the meaning of Christmas is to be with your family. That's a heresy. It's a lie. The meaning of Christmas, the meaning of the nativity, of the incarnation of the God-man, is that holiness has come among us. And because of this, we can become holy. We can change. But we must look at the lesson of the nativity story and see all these things that are happening in the world, and most people were completely unaware of holiness. Herod didn't know. He only perceived that which was holy as a threat and wanted to kill him. The Jews that were scholars didn't know. They only knew how to read their scriptures and say, well, you know, Micah shows that it's clearly going to be Bethlehem. So they knew a fact. It did them no good whatsoever. Only a few knew of this holiness and benefited from it. And it is that way to this day. I tell you something that you might find to be provocative, but it's true. Among us right now, all of us gathered together to celebrate Nativity, there are few that understand holiness and seek after it. Are you among those few? Do you feel in your flesh that there's something missing? That there's something that just isn't right? I feel that every day, every moment. Do you feel it? Do you yearn for something better? Or do you just have things that you're going to have to do today and tomorrow and the next day? Do you want to become holy? It's possible now. That's the meaning of Nativity. God became man, as St. Athanasius says, so that man may become God. And what does that mean? So that we could be holy. Holiness is something that we barely understand, but we sure better want it. I sure want it. Don't you want to be without any sin, without any desire to sin, without any ickiness inside you, that your heart is just open and warm and expansive, and that God dwells within it? Don't you want that? It's possible now, because God became man. That's the meaning of Nativity. I think it's expressed best, if there is such a thing, My children make fun of me. They say, just recently, one of my grandchildren said, "Papa, what's your favorite scripture at the moment?" Because I keep changing. Because I probably have, 100 favorite scriptures. Well, I told her at that time, it was, "And they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. And another scripture, which we read today, is that God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." Wherefore thou art no more a servant, or actually the proper word is slave. We prettify our biblical language too much. Wherefore thou art no more a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Do you understand what that's saying? First of all, do you understand what a slave is? Do you understand you're a slave? You know what a slave is? Someone who cannot choose what he can do. A master tells him what he can do and what he cannot do. That's what sin does. It tells you what to do. It forces you to do things, even that you don't want to do. Or it teaches you that things are good which are bad, and makes you desire things which are deadly to your soul. That's slavery. But this God, this reading says, "Wherefore thou art no more a slave, but a son." You know what that means? We are sons. And of course, the language says son, but this means a son or a daughter. It means that God has a son, Jesus Christ, eternally his son, from before all things, who shared with him in being the creator of all things. And God, out of his love for us, wanted us to be sons. But God's son, his eternal son, is perfect and holy. And nothing that is imperfect or holy can abide being in the presence of God. Not because of punishment, but because of incompetence. Like straw being in the midst of fire, it burns up. Doesn't matter how benevolent the fire is, the straw will burn in the midst of the fire. But God, becoming man, made us capable of being straw in the midst of fire and not burning up, becoming sons and daughters by adoption, by grace, not by our natural attributes. Only one is a son by nature, that is, the God-man Jesus Christ. But we become sons and daughters by adoption. And what this adoption does is cause us to no more be slaves. No more slaves to sin, but heirs of God through Christ to become perfect. This is what nativity means. I hope you feel this in your heart. I hope this is the only thing you want in life. I hope that you yearn for it. I hope that you struggle for it. I've told you before, I don't really care how good you're doing at it. I care that you want to do good. Maybe you have all kinds of sins in your life, all kinds of troubles in your life, addictions in your life, bad habits in your life. It doesn't matter. All those things can be conquered. What cannot be conquered, what will not be conquered, what God will not intervene in, is if we are apathetic. So if you desire to be holy, God will bring this to pass. Well, it won't be easy, and it won't be magical. It won't be instantaneous, but it will happen. This is the meaning of nativity, that we can actually be completely free. I'll tell you a little autobiographical story. When I believed in Christ, I sort of had the conversion experience that people talk about, the Protestants especially talk about, where you ask Jesus into your heart. And then I was around a lot of people that really believed and wanted to help other people believe, but they didn't really understand or explain that this was just the beginning of perfection. For them, it was forgiveness, and that was enough. For me, that was never enough. I wanted freedom. I wanted complete, total freedom to be good all the time. and to be good without having to struggle to be good, just to have it be natural. That's what I wanted. And God led me to the church in the middle of a Campus Crusade for Christ meeting. That's where I met my wife. I mean, I met her, dated her, asked her, let's go to your church. She said, okay. We go to her church, and I hear people praying, Lord of mercy. And I understood what that meant. That meant, God, I want to get better. I don't know how to get better. Only you know how to make me better. And within a year, I was Orthodox. Because Orthodoxy promised me that I could be free. Do you want to be free? I'll tell you another provocative statement. Some of you don't want to be free because you don't know what I mean yet. But may God help you to learn this. The purpose of your life is to be free. To be free in Christ. To not be a slave. To be an heir of Christ. To be filled with Christ. So full of Christ that nothing else fits. No sin. No sadness. No incompleteness. No sorrow. Nothing. Only Christ. That's the meaning of nativity, brothers and sisters. And we can find it in the midst of the things we do day by day. Use your time wisely. Today and the next day and the next day after that. In the midst of all the things that you do, make sure that you see Christ. Try to be like the shepherds and see Christ in your daily work. May God help us to achieve this. Freedom. This is what our God-man Jesus Christ offers us today. Complete freedom. Christ is born.